In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The black and blue stump of Advent. Black was once a color for Advent. Is there anything in Isaiah 11 that might make you think of black? Perhaps we think too quickly of the hopefulness of blue when we hear the words, "With righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth." You are the poor and the meek, after all, aren't you? But hear the blackness of Advent in Isaiah's prophetic voice. Destruction is decreed, overflowing with righteousness. For the Lord God of hosts will make a full end in the midst of the earth. But you protest, the Lord God promised a remnant, the poor and the meek. Certainly. But how do you know that you are part of the remnant, one of the poor and the meek? Determining whether you are part of the remnant is vitally important, because the one who shall enact judgment will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. You don't want to be left out of the remnant. So how do you know that you are in the remnant? By being sufficiently oppressed, of course, and making sure the Lord God knows about it. A professor was once heard saying, "All I want to do is to be able to write a little, an article in my specialization, but my teaching and administrative duties kill me. At least it's not my fault." A student was once heard saying, "All I want to do is be a pastor, but these professors have made mush out of my Lutheran mind, and I wonder what I am doing here. At least it's not my fault." An administrator was once heard saying, "All I want to do is to shape the best institution for the students and the faculty, yet all that rings in my ears are their dissatisfactions. At least it's not my fault." You, professor, student, administrator, can take comfort because you are part of the oppressed remnant that remains, the poor and the weak, through no fault of your own. But the Lord shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. Your ways are not my ways, declares the Lord. The righteousness of your oppression is not my righteousness, declares the Lord. And so with the breath of his lips, the wicked are killed. You are left mute by his voice. The remnant can claim no righteousness of their own before him. Now, where is the remnant? Where is the hopefulness of Advent blue? From the dead and charred stump of Jesse, there shall come forth a shoot, a living branch from the buried roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him. He shall live by the Spirit of faithfulness to life, the Spirit that enlivens, the Spirit of resurrection. This is the living shoot that springs from the root of Jesse, the one who himself was buried in the ground, that sprang forth from his earthen grave to new life. And this living shoot shall bear fruit. You are the fruit of the branch. The Spirit has grafted dead, charred twigs of self-righteousness into the living branch, and so you grow from the stump of Jesse. You are the remnant of Israel, and before you stands the living ensign, the blue stump of Advent, Christ Jesus, inviting you to his resting place of peace, where the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and no one shall hurt or destroy or blame or bleed righteousness from their brother at their brother's expense. You are living branches of the tree of life that grows from the black and blue stump of Jesse. So let us pray. To the ensign on the Lord's holy mountain, the root of Jesse planted on his father's throne, stir up your power, O Lord, and come among us with great might. And because we are sorely hindered by our sins, let your bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us. Come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. Amen.